sing your headline on The Daily Show, you see them all over YouTube. I want you to put your hands together. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. Give it up for Josh Johnson.
It does feel like this Epstein thing is going to go on forever. Like it, like. Yeah. Because, okay. The Dems released, I think it's like some sort of committee. They released these images that were subpoenaed from Jeffrey Epstein's estate. Jeffrey Epstein's estate turned over to this committee like 95,000 images, like pictures, everything like that. And then they released to the public 19. Which seems... maybe only one person's working today or something. Like, maybe there's like a thumb in most of the shots on the rest of the pictures. This is crazy. 19 out of 95,000. Apparently, I still want that to be like a fake number. Do you know what I mean? I saw 95,000. I was like, somebody hit an extra zero. There's no way. There's no way. And then 19 pictures are... The thing about the pictures, right, is that on their own, only some of them are like damning and weird and crazy. A lot of them are just pictures of people hanging out. It's just who is hanging out. Do you know what I mean? It's like a picture of Jeffrey Epstein and like Steve Bannon, you know? Steve Bannon back when he was actually like working in the White House and everything, like working for Trump when he wasn't just Steve Bannon. Sometimes you look at somebody Steve Bannon a tough one, because sometimes you look at somebody and you're like, oof, maybe they gotta be racist. Like, I don't know. If I look like that, I'd probably hate everybody too. I'd probably, like, look, I'm not condoning racism. I'm just saying, like, look, no one else looks like that. So of course he's gonna hate everybody that doesn't look like that. He gotta look like that. Death, dad, hard to live with. Dad, man. Steve Bannon hate everybody. He looked like he would hate everybody. You know, like, there's some people, I'm not saying that every like racist person is ugly on the outside. I'm just saying that, like, when you look at him, and if somebody told you he was like a deep race, like a super racist, you'd be like, yeah, that I would, I'll let the racist have that one. Like that's not getting in my feelings at all. That is, imagine somebody hates you, and like really hate, like a lot of hate in their heart, and they would love like a, you know, sort of dystopian future where you and everybody like you is living a terrible life just because they have so much hate in their heart. And you see them, though, like on paper, that's very upsetting. But when you see them, let's say you see this person, and then you're like, cool. Do you know what I mean? Like, Steve Bannon looked like white Thanos. Like, he, like, he was crazy. When I found out about this dude, I was like, is this dude, I didn't want to assume he was racist, and then he said some kind of racist. I was like, yeah, there it is. There it is. Because the thing about when you're racist, it's like people have to feel less bad about not wanting to be around you anyway. And I will say this. Look, this is just me. I'm not telling anybody else how to feel. This is just me. Even if Steve Bannon was not racist at all, I would still be like, ugh. And that's on me. That is on me. That is me. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you judge a book by its cover, and you're right, because the book is, like, made of skin. Like, remember the book from Hocus Pocus? Steve Bannon made of the same leather binding as the... Why he always look wet? This man... You know what I mean? He looked like if Sweat woke up and started walking and talking and being racist. Like, it's just... Man, you look at Steve Bannon and you're like, no wonder the Klan wore sheets. Like, there's people that you see sometimes and you're just like, woof, wooga, booga, ooga. And Steve, I said all that to say Steve Bannon is in pictures with Jeffrey Epstein. And it's like, that's also not good. Because it's not like you could convince anyone you were anyone else. Do you know what I mean? There are people in the Trump administration that look like other people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Sean Duffy to me looks like every coach I've ever seen. Every, like, youth sports coach. I'm just like, yeah, maybe. If you told me he was, like, Secretary of Transportation or... like the head coach of the youth volleyball league, I'd be like, both of those track for me. So if Sean Duffy was in a picture, you'd be like, is that Sean Duffy? Because it could be somebody else. But nobody else looked like Steve Bannon. So as soon as I saw Steve Bannon, I was like, oh, Steve Bannon, Jeffrey Epstein let Steve Bannon get real close to him. That's a... Man, I knew he was a freak. I didn't know, wow. Oh, man. And then you see like Jeffrey Epstein with plenty of other people. You see pictures from the island and stuff like that. You see Jeffrey Epstein in pictures with Woody Allen. This is very weird. It's not weird as if I saw that picture. It's like, not Woody. I'm saying, I'm saying it's weird in that you see Woody Allen by himself. And maybe you're already like, ugh. And then you see how people fight it. We know everything with Woody Allen. We don't even need a rehasher. We know. And then you see this, and you're like, I know it. Like I. Seeing Woody Allen with Jeffrey Epstein would be like, it would be like if OJ's glove slipped on perfectly. Like, oh. Yeah. Woody Allen. I forget about Woody Allen all the time. And then something reminds me of Woody Allen, and it never doesn't remind me what Woody Allen is like. Do you know what I mean? There's never... I don't know. Maybe I don't watch enough movies, but I've never been like, a new Woody Allen. Like, no, the thing with the daughter, and it's top of mind. Woody Allen. what would they have to talk about? Like, and then there's, you know, there's a picture of, I think it was like Bill Clinton and Ghislaine Maxwell together, like a group picture and everything. Hillary, not there. Yeah. Hillary, not the, man. Every time Bill not with Hillary, he get in trouble. You know Hillary must stay mad as hell at home.
Oh, yeah.
See all these people. 19 pictures out of 95,000. That, I don't know why we keep dropping, like, Epstein content, like, albums. Like, this is... Oof. No, this is bad. I don't even know what to do with this. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, you see a picture of Trump and all the people whose faces they're like blacking out and everything. And you're like, okay, what's that? What is that? That never looks good. That never looks good. If I take a picture with some people and they blacked out everybody's face but mine. There's no smile, there's no demeanor you can have when they blacked out everybody's face but yours and look like innocent. Like, there's no way that you... It's not happening. If I take a picture with people and they black out everybody's face but mine, either I did something or they did something. You know what I mean? There's no, like, even if you look happy, blacked out everybody's face, but then you... Blacked out everybody's face, and then you. There's no scenario where you don't look like you did something. They blacked out everybody's face but yours. It's not good at all. And then you see these weird inside jokes they had and everything. It's weird stuff. It's upsetting. Weird, and it's crazy to me. It is so insane to me. That out of this multi-billionaire cabal of predators, that somehow amongst all of them, because you're talking about like what would normally be serious conspiracy level stuff, like would be on TV type of, these people, all of, every single one of them, so far as we've seen, right? All of us, whether you've only like delved in it a little bit and you've just seen what was on TV report on the news, or whether you dug deep yourself and you've researched a bunch of all the people involved and everything, it is insane that out of all of these people, billionaires the world over, right, having ties to each other that are just through Epstein, don't make any sense, that somehow all of these people, every single one of them, does not know how to draw anything. Like, they cannot draw at all. It's terrifying how, like, the drawings they do aren't even motor skills. Like, this is, I don't know what I'm looking at half the time. Like, even that thing that Trump supposedly drew, but then they're like, we have proof he drew, but I don't even know. I don't even know. I really don't know. I assume he drew it, but I don't know if they finally, like, said, because he said he didn't draw it. But then when you see the drawing, you're like, he drew it. That looked like it looked like something he would draw, because it's like the way it doesn't look like a person. It's like, I would like to think that not only did Donald Trump draw that, but that is how he sees people. Like, it would make more sense for the country if Donald Trump only saw things in cartoons. That would be pretty good. If you went inside his head and it was like, oh, everything looked like Dilbert. This is crazy. Because doesn't he seem like an Adventure Time type president? Like, just like, him looking around, people are like, this is serious. And he's like, I don't know. He looked like a dragon. I mean, like, sir, that's Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, multiple pictures with Jeffrey Epstein, hanging out. Man, what could they have to talk about? Do you know what I mean? What, like, oof. Oof. Do you ever wonder if Steve Bannon tried? If he tried to, like, nah, I gotta do something. I gotta clean myself up. Let me do, like, a chemical peel or something. Like, let me do something. I don't know if you just look like that off the rip. Like, I think something happened. There's gotta be an origin story at play. You can't just, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Steve Bannon got the same background as Splinter from Ninja Turtles. Like, just, they, probably, like, it would make sense if Steve Bannon was like living in a sewer and then he came across these turtles, right? And these turtles, he started taking care of the turtles. He thought about eating them, but then he was like, nah, I'll take care of them, everything. And then there's like this toxic waste that they were all exposed to, and he put the turtles in it because he was like, I lived. And so then the turtles got like a special, you know, physical intelligence for martial arts, and he went off and joined the White House staff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. He just doesn't look like I've seen Steve Bannon say like dog whistle racist things and been like, bro, you don't need the dog whistle. Like, this one's all you. Like, this. Steve Bannon is what you imagine when you imagine like a deeply, you know, racist person. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you look at it and you're like, oh. You know? I would rather it be that way. No, it's just convenient that his entire shape aligns with his views. Like, it's just... If you really have never seen Steve Bannon, he looked like, you know, a Sphinx. He looked like he looked like the head of a frog and the body of a wildebeest and the legs of a chicken and the hands of like a mole rat. You know what I mean? I feel like you. I don't know. Steve Bannon just seemed like he bite ice cream. You know those people? You know those people who can't even enjoy a treat without being a psycho? You know what I'm talking about? Like, Steve Bannon looked like he bite an ice cream cone in the face. Like, he just attack it. He lets it drip down his hand and goes, I'll save some of this for later. It is crazy how you will be doing your best to get your life together as best as you can. And it is unfair that anybody can make you their emergency contact. Like, I can't even get into a hotel room I paid for without my ID, but you could just write my name and number down. And now all of a sudden, I'm who they call if you get busted up. Like, this is a crazy system we've created. What if your emergency contact don't like you? We didn't think this through at all. It's indicative of a, you know, less than stellar healthcare system, but your emergency contact should be somebody that you trust, should be somebody responsible. It should be somebody who knows their emergency contact. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta make somebody your emergency contact the way you make somebody a godparent. They need to know. because you could do that too. You could also just make somebody you know a godparent and not tell them. And then people will hit them up and be like, hey, so they said if anything ever happened to them, you have a kid now. And when you say what, they're like, they said you'd say that. What? In what world? I was made the emergency contact for a friend one time, and I was like, I don't know what he expects me to do with this. Like, they called me and they were like, hey, you're his emergency contact. I'm like, all right, what was the emergency? And he skateboarded off a roof. I had the same reaction. Now I have the same reaction. He looked at me crazy like, I thought I could land it. No, my mistake. I forgot. The world is Tony Hawk Pro Skater 9. That was crazy, though. I thought I could land it. And so I made them call you on a Saturday. That's the other thing, too. You can make your emergency contact somebody so that the person who should really be your emergency contact doesn't find out. You know what I mean? Made me the emergency contact because he knew if he made his parents the emergency contact, he'd hear an earful about skateboarding off a roof. But the crazy thing about making me the emergency contact versus his parents is that his parents still live in the state he's in. I moved away years ago. This is just... I don't even drive. What do you expect me to do for you? Do you know what I mean? Like, you would be better off just telling me to put you on the prayer list or something. Like, because even the person that called me, even like the receptionist that called me, I was like, so am I supposed to do something? And they were like, no, not really. We're sort of letting you know. And I was like, wait. So you called me. He's alive, right? Like, he's alive? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, probably going to be discharged in a couple of days. I was like, oh, okay. Is anything broken? I'm like, yeah, his leg. I was like, oh, okay, so not his hands or his mouth. But he still made you call me even though he has my number. And then this was insane. So I'm on the phone with this person at the hospital, right? I said what I just said. I said what I said to her, what I just said to you. And then she went, oh, yeah. No. You work at the hospital. I cannot be blowing your mind right now. That is terrible. It's so frustrating, too. You know, he got a big bill for it. He got a big bill for breaking his leg, skateboarding off the roof. And it's not like they charge you extra for it being stupid. They charge you what they charge you based on, you know, insurance, network, deductible, stuff like that. It would, I think by now that I'm an adult and I like know what any healthcare thing is, right? Because when I was a kid, I would just go to the doctors. My mom took me to the doctor because she was like, I don't know, right? Like if I got hurt or felt sick around my grandma, there was usually something. There was usually like a remedy. something passed down. I remember one time I had a wild lump in my throat, like to the point where I was like, I wasn't necessarily having a lot of trouble swallowing. It was just like, it was just very present. It was making me deeply uncomfortable. And then she was like, oh, okay. You know, I'm thinking in my head, I'm gonna have to go to the hospital. Cause I'm like, I've never even heard of this. And then she's like, oh, tell me what's wrong. I told her. And then she was like, okay. She goes to the kitchen, comes back, and she puts like a couple dashes of salt on a spoon. She was like, open your mouth. And then she put the spoon right under, you know the thing. And so she put it on there, and I was like, ah, ah, ah. And then, sure enough, it just went away. It just went away. No charge. It's gone. It's crazy, you know? Meanwhile, you go to the doctor, and you ask the doctor what's wrong. And the doctor's like, I have no idea. Like, I don't know you. We just met, and you just told me what's wrong. Why would I know? Do you think I'm magic? Why would I know what was wrong? I have no idea what's wrong. I'll run some tests so I can find out, which is logical. That does make sense. That does sound like science. I don't know, so let's run some tests so we can find out. All right, we're all human. We can't all just guess and be right. How much will the test cost? I don't know. Why would I know that? It's a test, and it's a test for you, which is going to cost different from everybody else. Don't you know that, you idiot? Don't you know that the test costs whatever we say it costs after it's been done, so that way you can't really make a decision on whether or not you can afford it? We're just going to tell you later, you know? Like, I don't know, a hospital charged you the way a loan shark lends you money. It's like, because you get the bill and you're like, all right, I was there. So I remember you barely helping. Meanwhile, everybody that like wants to do good, like some of the most good you can do as a medical professional is really lean in and quietly tell somebody like, hey, look, this is going to be insane. Just so you know, this is going to be, yeah, this is too much. Like, I love when I get like a nurse or a doctor and I ask them like, well, what about this? Like, would you do this? And they're like, no. That's real good, you know? Because I genuinely feel like nurses especially don't get the like pay, the recognition, any of the like care that they deserve, because if there's gonna be someone that saves you $20,000, it will be a nurse. It'll be a nurse that's like, just take some ibuprofen. Or like, you know, sometimes you end up in a bad situation because you get charged this insane amount in this incredibly frustrating way, whether you got good care or not. That's devastating. Imagine you have to pay all this money, still don't even know what's wrong. You know? It's crazy. Because then, I've been in situations where, yeah, I was at the doctor and I was like, this is bad. I can tell this is bad. And not bad as in my health, bad as in like, I don't think he a good doctor. Like I could like, and I'm not saying this is a medical profession. I'm saying like, if you, okay, some of it's presentation. If you're a doctor if you're a doctor, I don't want to hear Like, you, like, really think about what you're going to say before you say it, and don't hit me with the uhs and ums when you're telling me something, because I'm asking you, I don't know. I don't know. So if you're like, it might be inflammation, it could be stress, it could be, it's like, okay, we're just guessing in a room together. If we just guess it in a room together, then I can go ahead and go, because I'm going to get charged like you said what it was. No, it's crazy. It does not have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this at all. And you know, because you go to any other country and it's different. I'm not even saying it's always better, but it's different. They're like, oh, yeah, we do it a different way, where you don't die. You know what I mean? We do it this different way, where, like, yeah, technically our healthcare is expensive because you have been, taxed to the point where it's already all in the social safety net, and the safety net catches you, is the whole point of the net. And then you, when you come here, you don't have to worry about an arm or a leg in payment when we don't know, because we won't know here either. Do you know what I mean? You go to the doctor in France, and like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that some of these places with universal healthcare don't have incredibly long lines or don't have their own, like, system failings, but I'm just saying, a start is a start, you know? And sometimes you go to these places, and you'll see, you'll be like, oh, okay, the line is what y'all are complaining about. The line? All right. The line. Because we have a line. We also sit in the line for long to not know. That's one of my favorites, is like how ambulances can be out of network. That's, you can tell the devil came up with that. That's the... And look, I'm not saying I know everything about this. I'm just saying this is my understanding. I hope I'm wrong. I love being wrong. It's usually a better world when I'm wrong. I love being wrong. But from what I understand, there are, like, ambulances that are not covered that will then take you to hospitals that are out of network, which just makes the whole thing more expensive. It becomes like a $9,000 Uber ride to the hospital. And I don't know, I feel like it's tough because it's like, how are you gonna tell them, like, let's say you hurt yourself, let's say you get hurt and maybe you're even like knocked out or something, so then somebody calls an ambulance. It's scary. You don't want just to witness somebody dying right in front of you, so you call an ambulance. The ambulance comes and picks this person up, takes them to the closest hospital and everything, and you were unconscious, so you couldn't tell them, don't, I'm not getting in the ambulance, I'll walk, I will walk and die before I get in there. Because then every time the wheel turned, that's like $200. And then you got the nerve to try parallel park at the hospital. Get some extra turns in. No. But you couldn't do that. You couldn't protest that you didn't want to get in this ambulance, that you didn't want to go to this hospital. It's out of network. Maybe you even knew that, right? And you couldn't stop it from happening because you were knocked out because you skateboarded off a roof like an idiot. And then you're laying in the hospital bed, leg broke, you broke. And then this person calls your emergency contact. Who didn't know? And then they pick up, thinking it's a scam call, so they were admittedly a little rude when they picked up the phone. Because I do not like when people call me and ask me if it's me. you called me. You called me to ask if it's me. I know I'm me. If you don't know if I'm me, don't call me. If you don't know, you called me to be like, is this Josh? It's like, is that a trick? What is this? The only people that have this number are the people that know me. So if you don't know me and you have this number, maybe don't call. But if you do think it's me, you would just say, hey, Josh, right? You would say it with confidence. You wouldn't act like you found this number written on a bathroom stall. Hey, it's just Josh. Are you out of your mind? Is this Josh? That's what I love in my day. I love to spend my day telling people it's me when they think it's me and they've called me. The only way to have an interaction that's more aggravating is if someone was holding your ID and reading it and looking at you and go, is this you? It couldn't be more me. You're talking to me asking if I'm me. And so then I don't say anything because I can't tell if you're a robocall or not. Because you get those now too. You will get a robocall. You'll get a robocall and it'll sound not AI for the first like 3 seconds. Because anybody can say hello and sound convincing. Some people say it weird. Some people do. Like people who are not AI will be like, hello? I can't tell if that was a computer or I can't tell. You know what I mean? It's like how you never know if the first sentence of a poem is good or bad. Like, it's like, we need a little more to decide. You get that first hello. You get like a hello. You get so many different hellos and you're like, all right, this could clearly be a machine. You're not going to get me. And I don't know this number. I don't know this number, and you called me, and I pick up, and look, maybe it's wrong. I'm sure it wastes time, but when you call me, and I don't know your number, I do give it like 10 seconds of just silence. I wait for you to speak. I wait for you. This might be insane. I don't know if I'm crazy, but like, I wait for you to speak. I don't know you, and then I'm pretty sure your voice triggers the robocall. You know what I mean? So when you're like, hello, they're like, oh, a person? Oh, we got you now. This number works. So then I'm like, I pick up and I'm like.
Talk to me. I ain't talking first. I don't know you.
And then I hear, hello? And I'm like, all right, you're not out of the woods yet. What's that second hello sound like? Because if the second hello sounds eerily similar to the first hello, you're an AI. You're not, no. No one says hello exactly the same pitch for pitch every single time. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is someone there? You know what I mean? And then this is what I'll do. This admittedly doesn't make sense. I'll tell you this right now. This does not make sense. This is why I should never be your emergency contact. Because even after the second hello or is someone there, all I'll give you is a cough. I'm coughing right into the phone. Because a person will be like, okay, that's a person. And maybe they're getting situated. Maybe they answered it in their pocket and they're trying to like get it to their head or something. But a robot doesn't know. Hello, is someone there? Is someone there? Is someone there? You know what I mean? And then you know you can just hang up, right? But hello? Hello? Okay, two different hellos. That sounds promising. Can you hear me? Oh, okay. Can you hear me? There's somebody. You all right? Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Are you okay? Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I'm good. Hi. How's it going? Good. How are you? I'm good. Is this Joshua? I know you don't know me, but you're already trying my patience. Who is this? Because tell me who you are. Don't ask me who I am. This is my phone and I'm already in it. Like, I'm already in my phone. You're a visitor in my phone asking if... Imagine somebody came into your house. They walked inside and they were like, are you you? You'd be like, I have to shoot you now. I have to, like... Tell me who you are. If you broke into my phone, tell me who you are. Is this Josh? Yeah. Oh, okay. We're calling from blah, blah medical. And you were listed as the emergency contact for your friend. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's interesting. That's interesting. Because I didn't know that I was his emergency contact. That's wild. You can just do that to anybody that you want. It's crazy. You can make someone your emergency contact while owing them $200. And that's wild. That's wild. Because when I need to emergency contact him for my money, there's no answer. That's crazy. You know, when I have an emergency of funds from the funds I don't have from the $200 I lent him, somehow, wow. Can't get a hold of him. Line isn't working. But when he, what did he do? He skateboard for a roof. Huh, okay. Probably bought that skateboard with the $200. Do I need to do anything here? Is there anything I'm supposed to do? Like, am I getting charged for this call or anything? They're like, no, you don't have to do anything. Okay, good. I won't be doing anything. Because I just want you to know something about your patient. That he is a coward, all right? Because he has my number. But he knows that if he calls me, I'll ask him why the last text message I sent him about the $200 was left on red. And so he had you call me, like I would forget. Why don't you call his parents? They live in the state. they could come pick him up or anything. And then I don't know what's like protocol or anything. I feel like because I do my best in real time to have like a real interaction with a person, like people are so used to pleasantries on the phone, especially like in a professional setting, like nurses, doctors, everything like that. I think that because of my general demeanor, or maybe the fact that I seem like I could hang up in any moment, or maybe she was as sick of my friend as I am. I don't even think she was supposed to tell me this, but she was like, oh yeah, because I asked, why don't you call his parents? His parents, I can give you their number. They're not even my emergency contact, and I can give you their number. They would be more interested in this whole ordeal. You know what I mean? And then she tells me, she's like, no, they're here. It was their roof that he skateboarded off of. They're here as in there where you are in that building. They might be behind you. Why are you like, oh well, it's a protocol. We thought they just got here, so we called you. To be fair to her, we had been on the phone for a while now, so like it did, there was time for his parents to get there. It's like, you can just do that. You can just make somebody your emergency contact, not even tell them. That's crazy. That's wild, Lisa. She's like, huh, yeah. I was like, all right. It's a weird conversation to try to end, too. Because then I'm sitting there like, does he need $200 more. Like, why would he cut them? His parents are there now, and I don't live there. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the information that his leg is broken. And then she was like, yeah, I don't know either. And I told her, I was like, I hope you have a good day. Like, you deserve a good day. You have to call and let people know they're the emergency contacts of people that they don't even know what's happening. And she's like, yeah, thank you. And then we got off the phone. I just sat there. I genuinely just sat there for a second. I just was on the phone with this person for a while. And it occurred to me, like, I'm sitting there. Now I know not only am I, like, my friend's emergency contact, because through everything, that does say something. It says something about, like, how he sees me or something like that. And sometimes you have a friend that you don't really know where you stand with for a given reason, and then something like that happens, and you're like, oh, maybe we're closer than I thought. Like, even though I moved away, he was like, I want this person to know if something happens to me, which did touch me. Like, and I'm being completely serious. It was, like, genuinely, that did, like, move, because we hadn't spoken in a little while. It wasn't even, like, a falling out or anything like that, but we just hadn't talked in me moving and everything. And I was just sitting there thinking about how he made me the emergency contact instead of his parents and everything. And I was also sitting there, just eventually I was like, it was $300 that he wanted. Like, when I could.